Jill Corey sings.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Yes, it's the Jill Corey Show, brought to you by your National Guard, a great force of citizen soldiers dedicated to the defense of America. On hand to aid and abet the Norman Parish Trio, my name is Olin Tice, and of course, Miss Jill Corey.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. I've got a smile on my face for the whole human race, and it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be just like a bell that is ringing for me. When the bell starts to peal, I could swear I was fallen. I would swear I was fallen. It's almost like being in love. What a day, and I'm feeling so gay. Why, it's almost like being in love. Smiling face for the whole human race. And it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. Swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
A Corey named Jill explaining why the feeling she's feeling is almost like being in love. And this is a guy named Olin Tice explaining to you veterans why I think the National Guard is a good deal for you. I know all you veterans know a good deal when you hear one. And I'm sure you'll agree you get a good deal when you join the National Guard. You have a head start with all your valuable training and military experience. You're in a leadership position because you can pass your knowledge along to the younger men, help them get their training. Furthermore, your training and experience can earn you extra income and retirement benefits while serving with the National Guard. It doesn't take much extra time either. What's more, the National Guard is a man's outfit, playing an important part in America's defense plans. You'll get real pride and pleasure out of training with your friends and neighbors in your local Guard unit, knowing that you're playing an important role in your community and for your country. If you are a veteran, stop by your local National Guard armory. See how well you can fit into the National Guard. Well, it's ballot time on our show, so what have you got scheduled for us today, Jill Corey?
Well, Norman and I tried to work up something on stout-hearted men, but we just couldn't make it.
Oh, come on, stop kidding me, will you, Jill? All I want to know is what song you're going to sing next.
Oh, the same song you rehearsed, silly. It's George Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still, we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. I'm looking everywhere and haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody see, I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood, but I know I could always be good to one. Be the man some girls think of as handsome. To my heart, he'll carry the key. Won't you tell him, please, please put on some speed. Follow my lead.
Probably the most typical songwriting team of the 20s were DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. Those three gents not only wrote five editions of George White's Scandals, but also took time out to contribute words and music to such hit musicals as Good News, Follow Through, Flying High, and Hold Everything.
Hold Everything had, amongst other things, such members of the cast as Bert Lahr, Ona Munson, Jack Whiting, and Victor Moore.
One of the other things that Norman spoke about was the song the trio is going to play for us now, You're the Cream in My Coffee.
You know, Olin, you're right when you say that you get a good deal in the Guard. I've been reading up on it, and the National Guard certainly has a rich history. Outstanding in battle from Lexington and Concord right up through Korea.
That's right, Jill. And at home, the Guard is always on the alert to act in any emergency. It's a proud outfit, one that a young man can be proud to join.
And that's only part of the good deal you get when you enlist in the National Guard.
So true. For instance, if you're between 17 and 25 years of age when you enlist, you arrange to take 6 months active duty training. After you've completed this training, you return to your own hometown guard unit to complete the remainder of your military obligation. Now, that means you can continue in your education and career plans while you complete your training with the Guard. In addition, you get pay and retirement benefits. So, if you're interested in complete details, stop by your National Guard Armory now. Well, as it often happens on Tin Pan Alley, the subject of Jill Corey's next song is love. What's the angle this time, Jill?
Well, as Pearl Bailey puts it, it takes two to tango. So little Jill is kind of searching for a partner.
I just don't understand it. With me standing right here, Jill Corey is still looking for a boy.
I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love. Tell me, please, where can he be? The loving he who bring to me harmony I'm dreaming of. It'll be goodbye, I know, to my tale of woe when he says hello. I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love. If it's true that love affairs are all arranged in heaven, my guardian angel's holding out on me. So I'm looking for a boy about 5'6" or 7", and won't be happy till I'm on his knee. I'll be blue until he comes my way. Gee, I hope he takes the cue when I am saved. I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love. Tell me, please, where can he be, the loving he who bring to me harmony I'm dreaming of. It will be goodbye, I know, to my tale of woe. Says hello. I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, a little boy even 6'2" or 3", who's looking for a girl like me. This is Jill Corey. Thank you so very much for listening. I do hope that we've been able to help brighten the corner where you are. We're going to see you soon, huh?
The Jill Corey Show with the Norman Parris Trio was written and produced by Bruno Zerato, Jr. This is Olin Tice reminding you that you get a good deal in the National Guard.